Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
But it's not just any Thursday.
It's Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of our beautiful, incredible
listeners
that we're so thankful for.
We are so grateful for you guys. Seriously. Yeah. So as me and Carly were reflecting on what to talk about on today's episode, we were thinking of just some really fun gratitude exercises that you guys can do just to reflect back on the last year and just feel extra super duper grateful
for this 2020, right?
But you know what? Like, no, it really wasn't that bad of a year.
There's definitely positives from the year. There's definitely a lot, probably more negatives for most people, and I can think of quite a few for me as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's a good thing to just kind of sit back and focus on the good and be grateful for all the good, because there's always a silver lining.
Right. And when you focus on the good just gets better.
Amen. Let's do a quick little update, because I feel like this week a lot has happened as far as babies.
Okay, so why don't you start, Carly? Because I think you have the most updates for us.
Yeah, wait, I'm looking at this. Look at this. It's like swaying.
There's one bear hair
swaying in the wind on top of her microphone as she's talking. So hold on, let's handle that first.
It's gone.
All right. So yesterday. So realistically, let me pull out the calendar, because one day I'm going to be grateful that I have like dates on record, because I don't mean you're so bad with like the pregnancy journals and all that. Like, I really haven't been good. So, okay. So the 14th and 15th, which was last weekend, I thought maybe I was feeling the baby move. I thought maybe. I wasn't sure, because I didn't know what it felt like.
Pitter patter.
Like one or two little things that I was like, all right, maybe I'm just like really like wanting it so bad that like maybe that's not it yet. So that was last weekend. And then really not much during the week. I came to Salem. I think I had mentioned to you that like I was thinking I felt maybe a little bit, but nothing like that. I was like, how do you know? And you're like, when you know.
You know.
You know.
Yeah, you were literally sitting on the bed with my computer on your stomach and rewatching some of the video footage. And you're like, I think I feel it. And I'm like, you'll know.
Yeah. You'll know. But like when you, like now that I know that that was like the start of it. It was just probably like little kicks, whatever. Yeah. So
little gas bubbles floating around.
Yeah.
See, I told you that's what it feels like.
No, it doesn't feel like gas bubbles.
No.
So hold on. So what's today? Today is the 24th, really. So yesterday was when I really like all day felt him. Like I was laying on my couch. I had so many things I had to get done and I didn't, which I knew this was going to happen once I started feeling it. But it almost, so like the way I could describe it is I felt the baby moving around in my belly, and it almost felt like you're like tensing up your abs. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was like a weird, it's just a very weird, like tightening feeling. I don't know how to describe it. It's just freaking weird. So I was laying on the couch all day and I probably felt at least 20 kicks.
Wow.
And I was like, the baby's definitely vertical in my belly, because I felt like right by my belly button and then like down below. So I don't know if it was like a head, a punch, a kick, whatever, but it was the coolest thing ever. And what was even cuter was as I was laying there, Bear comes up on my lap.
Oh.
And I was like ready to push him off, like not push him off, but like not let him get on my belly. And he laid down right on my lap and put his chin on my freaking belly. I took pictures and videos.
I
want to show you.
I swear the cats know, because Fuzz used to never do that. Oh,
look at him.
I can't even.
I know. And he knew, he's such a good boy. Look at him. So, like, I'll show you after. Like, I got some videos of the baby kicking. Hold on. I think it's at, like, 34 seconds, like, right here. I showed this to Anthony. He's like, I don't see it. I'm like,
that's
well,
what
look.
I
don't remember what video it is. I'll show
it's
it to
so
you
funny
after.
Because I did the same thing when I first got the kicks, too. I forwarded Brett some.
And he didn't see it?
He's like, I don't know what I'm looking for.
I'm
like,
how do you not
see it?
It's so huge. Like, this is the craziest thing. Like, when I tell you hours I laid there, and I felt so many, and it was like. And then in bed, too, we're watching our show, and I'm like, this is nuts. Like, this, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm just so overly excited. Like, he was excited, but every time he'd put his hand on my belly, like, of
nothing
course.
Nothing would happen.
The baby wouldn't kick. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm just letting you know that this is, like, the coolest thing that I've ever felt. And, like,
in
I've been waiting for this day, and it's officially here.
That's so cool.
Although I didn't really feel the baby. I have to keep saying the baby because... well, it is Thursday. So you guys, I will be announcing it on my Instagram, and also I'm posting my gender reveal today on my YouTube channel. So sorry, podcast. We'll have to wait till the next week because this always ends up going up first.
Yeah.
But yeah, the baby. So yeah, so crazy.
Oh, yay. That's so fun. same thing with us too. Like laying in bed, like my stomach will go from left to right, up to down. Yeah. It's like crazy, crazy. And I'm saying to Brett, I'm like, look at this shit. Like it's nuts. Yeah. It's absolutely crazy. And he looks and then he stops.
Yeah. I'm like, why are you not as interested as I am?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a normal
it's
thing
just,
then.
I think it's just a male thing. Like they don't feel it. They don't know what it's right. like.
They don't understand
you know?
That there's like a living being inside of you moving around.
I know. We were just talking about like how it's very alien-like.
It's nuts.
It's crazy. We're going for the 4D ultrasound.
Oh,
today.
Yeah. I can't wait. Make sure you send me all the pictures.
Yeah. I'm so excited. We were driving by Anthony's barber shop and we're like, you know what? Let's make an appointment. I think it's like it's not that expensive.
Right.
And how cool would that be? You know,
what is 4D though?
Sure.
Like, I know what 3D is.
I don't really know, but I kind of want to see it. But she said that because we're 35 weeks, I'm 35 weeks, that he might be too squished.
Like too big.
And too big to be able to actually get a picture.
Okay.
So they suggest between 27 and 32 weeks.
Wow.
Just so you know. When,
right.
Yeah.
I know. We actually walked in the other day because it's a couple doors down from Anthony's shop. Just to see if we can go. But I go for my 20-week scan next Wednesday.
And, no way.
Yeah, so.
I want to see.
What?
See what?
The scans.
I'm going for my 20-week scan. And I'll have pictures. Isn't that when you got your first 3D pictures?
I got to go with Amanda on her 20-week. When I was pregnant with the two of you, first Amanda, we used to have to look on like this little screen and kind of peek around and they turn it so we could see it. So I sat down with Amanda on a chair next to her and I'm like trying to peek around and the tech was looking at me like, what is she doing? P.S. They have this huge screen on the wall now. So all you have to do is look ahead and they actually like
times give, have changed.
They give you a whole story. You know, they walk you through it. It was so cool.
Yeah, the
I
20
want to go today for the 4D and I know I can't.
I'm sorry.
Wait, Amanda, the 20 week was when you got those 3D pictures, right?
Yeah, the first 20 3D. Week was the 3D pictures and it was images. Also where they like check all the his anatomy
right.
and the like length of his legs
yeah.
and his head
right.
and like all of that stuff and like fluid and everything like that. It was really cool, but it was scary.
Yeah.
You know, Brett was like on the edge of his seat, like freaking out, like,
I know.
Oh my gosh, what if
it's
one leg is shorter than the other? Or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was really, really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to love it.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so excited. So,
I know.
Yeah, I'm 19 weeks and you're 30.
Five
weeks? Are you kidding me?
What? I know.
That's freaking nuts.
It's crazy.
It really is.
It
crazy.
Is really crazy.
Time is flying.
I said to Brad, I'm like, he's getting evicted soon. Like, there's no way he's staying in that long. So
that's so funny.
Yeah.
I know. So do you think you're going to go late or early on time? I think I called early.
You called early. Everyone says early.
Watch it like a week late.
Brett says right on time.
Well, yeah, he wants, because he picked me up the other day and we were in the car chatting and he was like, I'd like her to go right on time, if not a little bit later, because I want to close on the house. I want to get the paint done. I want to get the granite done. I'm like, something else. I'm like, she's going to want this baby out.
Yeah. So he's like, I want you to go right on December 30th or like the day after.
Yeah.
And like
that would be such a cool birthday, like a New Year's.
I know.
Like New Year's Eve, and every year he could celebrate. Like that would be freaking awesome.
That would
awesome.
Be really fun. See, I honestly, it doesn't matter to me.
Right.
But at the end of the day, he just needs to come out.
I know. I feel like by your due date, you're just going to be like bedridden. Like just get this baby out.
Well, I started going back to the gym again. So I was there yesterday and today.
How was it?
Tiring.
Hard.
It's hard. It's definitely hard. And my instructor was telling me about like when his wife was pregnant and she was about 35 weeks and like they thought that she was going to go like any day mm-hmm. and she ended up going 3 days late.
Oh.
And at that point she's like, get this thing out of me.
Yeah. You know what? So, I just said to my trainer this morning, I was like, sorry, but I'm like, I can't wait till Amanda goes through it so I can ask her how the experience was so I know if I'm like going to make it or not. I mean, I know I'm going to make it, but
you will make it.
It's like right now, like I want to have a natural birth.
Wait, so what's really funny is that Brett was like, we should get you a doula. And I'm like,
oh my God, wait, do you know why?
I
said,
about this?
I want you to have your hips massaged.
With oils. No, wait. So I signed up for this other baby app because someone had recommended it on my video.
Yeah.
And there was an email that was sent to me about, I don't remember what it was, but I clicked the email, I read the article, and at the bottom of the article, it was, watch a live birth.
Oh my God.
So I watched it. Obviously, I had to watch it. And then when Brett picked me up last week, we were talking about it and he was like, oh, send it to me. I want to watch it.
He hasn't been able to get through
it. I know. So I figured by the time, I think that was on Friday. So I think by like Sunday, I told Anthony about it and I was like, Brett watched it. Like, you want to like see what's going on that way? Like, I mean, I already discussed, like, I'd prefer him to stay above the shoulders, but I'm like, you want to see like what's going on, so that way you're not like tempted to take a peek if you don't want to.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, I'll watch it, but you can't like sit over my shoulder and watch it. So I sat here and I just watched his facial expressions, and he actually watched the whole thing. And afterwards he just came and he hugged me and he's like, I love you.
Brett has not been able to get through it. He's like, every couple of minutes he'll like watch another 10 seconds and then he'll be like, oh,
I know,
I can't.
I know.
So funny.
When we FaceTimed you the other night, I was like, so did you get through the video? And he was like, no, I couldn't get past when they broke her water. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, he was like, I think I need a doula. He's like, the men need the doulas.
That's so funny. I know. Oh my God. Yeah, but it's going to be here sooner than we think.
Literally so soon. I cannot wait. I can't wait to just hold a little baby and spoil the shit out of him and find out his name so I could start buying things for you for him.
No one knows his name, including me and Brett.
I know.
So,
all right. You know what I thought too? Like, is it like not bad, but like we both have like a male doctor. Like, I feel like after watching that video, like I kind of wish I had a female doctor. Like, they just seem like, I feel like it'll be more supportive.
I love my doctor.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do. I like him a lot. It doesn't bother me that he's a guy.
No, not that it's because he's a guy. I just mean for like the support, like the emotional support. I mean, I guess you'll let me know if I have to switch last minute. I'll
keep
switch.
You posted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like the guinea pig. You need to try
it
out.
I'm not switching doctors.
No,
you know?
Well, obviously. Yeah. Obviously true.
Imagine. Like, sorry, dude. Like, just gonna switch on up.
Yeah.
The last five weeks of pregnancy, you could do whatever you want to do. I guess
you
could, but I mean,
right, like, think about it. Like, how you go for your appointments, you're in and out in like 5 minutes. It's not like you have this like bond with the doctor.
No, it's easy peasy lemon squeezy. So let's talk about gratitude.
What are we grateful for?
So something that I was actually talking about the other day when we were in Salem is, like, you know, you can keep a gratitude journal and like you can write down the things that you're grateful for, but it's a matter of feeling into why, like why you're feeling grateful for it or thankful for it. So I think now that like we're coming around this time of year where we start to reflect back on like the previous year and everything that we're grateful for, or thankful for the entire year, like you can write anything down on paper. Like I can say, I am so grateful for Carly, but like, why? Like, you know, like, does that really do anything for you if I say that? Or I could say, like, I'm so grateful for my mom and for Carly, because no matter what, they're always there supporting me, cheering me on, and they came out of their way to come to Salem to see me live in action and to see me, like, you know, do my first ever retreat and clap their hands and, you know, really just be there for me. And like, that's something I feel grateful for. So there's a difference between saying, like, I'm grateful for my mom and Carly.
Right.
And just, then, like, going into detail.
Totally. That makes sense.
So what I had everyone do is, like, really, like, feel into the gratitude. And it creates such a powerful, magnificent shift.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're no longer just writing words on a paper. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're really feeling into why you're grateful for something, and it creates this elevation in like your internal state, your internal vibrations. And we all know, especially those of you who listen to us and love like the manifestation piece, but like when you feel and vibrate at a higher frequency, and gratitude and abundance is one of the highest ones you can feel, then you start to attract things at that frequency. So one of the things that we wanted to share with you today is, instead of just making a regular old gratitude list, write out why. You know?
Yeah. And what would be really cool is if you guys decide to do something like this, maybe sharing to do this with family members. And then at the dinner table tonight, you guys can all go around and really talk about and share what you're grateful for. I think that could be something really nice. And I think people need to hear it, especially, you know, with everything going on. I'm sure a lot of people aren't going to be with some of the family members they're usually with, like a big Thanksgiving, like usual, because of everything going on. So I think that's a really good idea. I think we should actually even do that as well.
I think that'd be a lot of fun. And it's true. Like, there's a lot of people who aren't going to be with their families this year and just like with the people who live inside of their home, which, you know, of course makes sense. I know like Brett's side of the family, like they're not really doing anything. Everyone wants to kind of like stay put.
Right.
And luckily, like we see our side of the family regularly because everyone kind of just like stays put.
Right.
So we can. And I'm grateful for that. Because we get to celebrate like another holiday with our family.
Yeah, totally. You know,
which is really nice.
I know. And we get to celebrate this holiday together, pregnant with our babies this year too. You know what I was thinking? That you're going to, for your birthday this year, you're going to have a baby.
For your birthday.
For Mother's Day, we're both going to have a baby. For Father's Day, they're both going to have the baby. Like, isn't it crazy? Like all the holidays that we're really going to be sharing this year.
Yeah.
With a new child. So like for me, I'm so grateful for the life inside of me, right? It's really like the craziest thing being pregnant, like growing a life inside of you. Like there's really nothing else that can like come close to like that feeling. It's just nuts.
It's so crazy because like it didn't feel real for me until I started feeling like kicks and
right,
stuff.
Right, right.
So like it was just like one of those things where I'm like, okay, so like I'm just getting fat. That's great.
No.
And okay, now I'm wearing mom's jeans and like not that that means any. I'm just saying like it was just like and then I'm like, okay, so now I'm having trouble working out. Okay. And it was just like one thing after another. And then all of a sudden I started feeling like life, like remnants of life. And it was just like the coolest thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ah, it's all for something. You know what I mean?
Right.
And now I'm like,
it's so hard to like envision ourselves, like right up, think about our first like family vacation or like just our first like family thing that we're all gonna do together. Like our whole life, like both of our lives are about, your life is about to change like next month, but like our lives for like are like we're going into a whole new chapter of our lives, and that's just a beautiful thing. So right, as shitty as 2020 was, like we lost some people, we lost the most important person in our life. I lost the best friend. I lost a lot of things. You know, people lost jobs, people lost family members as well.
Yeah.
And you know, you got to cling to the good. So I think for both of us, this was one thing that really kept us strong and positive and, you know, hopeful for the future.
And brighter things to
come. Yeah. Right. 2021 can only get better, right? Let's hope. Let's pray.
2021 is my goddess energy year.
Yeah. That you talked about last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all good stuff. And, you know, at the end of the day, you get to choose if you're going to look at this year as something that was, you know, really shitty and terrible and this thing and that thing. Well, yeah, like probably 99.99% of us experienced some sort of like darkness.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of like knowing that you get to choose what you do from here, you know?
Yeah. And I think there's beauty in the darkness, because when you experience the lows, you appreciate the highs that much more.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
So we wanted to keep this episode short and sweet. We know everyone has family plans and we want everyone to focus on themselves and their family today. So we're going to end this episode a little early with a quote for you guys. Oh, this is good. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation
is not to utter words, but to live by them.
Ooh, love that.
Our words create our reality.
They do. They shape our reality and make sure they're good ones. Their thoughts too. But thank you guys. We're really, again, so grateful for all of you that come on here every week and listen to us ramble on.
And on and on and on.
And on and on and on. I swear, eventually we're not going to be pregnant, so there's going to be other topics. But, you know.
But for now.
For now. You got two large and in charge women that want to talk about being pregnant. So
and
let us live.
Lots of vitamin E and body butter talk as well.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Stay tuned.
All right, guys, we love you. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a healthy weekend, and we will catch up next week. Oh, also, don't forget to go check out my YouTube video.
Oh, and eat cake today.
Eat whatever you want today. You're allowed. It's a free day.